Okay. Good afternoon. Again, my name is Dana Campbell, and I am serving as a research consultant at the South Carolina Primary Health Care Association with their partnership with the South Carolina Cancer Prevention and Control Research Network at the University of South Carolina. And my presentation today is on identifying the need for developing new frameworks for partnerships and community-based research and assessment of FQHCs in South Carolina. I have no conflicts or relationships to disclose. Oh, gosh. Didn't realize this was... Okay. Okay. Here is the agenda for my presentation, and I'm going to go give you a little background on the South Carolina Cancer Prevention and Control Research Network and their partnership with the South Carolina Primary Health Care Association, and then discuss the process and findings of our project called Practice Enhancement Opportunity Assessment, or PEOA as we call it, and then talk to you about where we go next. So the South Carolina Cancer Prevention and Control Research Network is part of a national network of academic, public health, and community partners who work together to reduce the burden of cancer, especially among those disproportionately affected. The CPCRN, which we call it, is funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Cancer Institute, and provides an infrastructure for applying relevant research to local cancer prevention and control needs. It is a subgroup of the CDC's Prevention Research Centers, or the PRCs, which are the CDC's flagship program for preventing and controlling chronic diseases. The mission of the CPCRN is to accelerate the adoption of evidence-based cancer prevention control programs in communities through increased understanding of the dissemination and implementation process. South Carolina's Cancer Prevention and Control Research Network is located at the University of South Carolina and is led by Drs. Daniela Friedman and James A. Baer. the South Carolina Primary Health Care Association, or the PHCA, is the coordinating structure of the federally qualified health centers in South Carolina and serves as the primary partner for the cancer control, the CPCRN. Like the CPCRN, the PHCA is committed to improving health outcomes for all people in South Carolina. The South Carolina Public Health Healthcare Association works to assure access to quality community-based primary, behavioral, and other health care services to every community in South Carolina. It has been working to increase the availability of quality health care to low-income, uninsured, isolated, vulnerable, and special needs populations since 1979. The PHCA is committed to meeting the unique healthcare needs of these populations and to reduce health disparities in the state by providing capacity-building services and coordinating initiatives necessary to strengthen community health centers in South Carolina. So why partner with the PHCA or PCAs in general across the country? Well, FQHCs or healthcare, or the community health centers, provide comprehensive primary health care services to individuals regardless of their ability to pay, particularly in South Carolina and across the country. Community health centers have been recognized at the state and national level for offering culturally competent, high-quality care to that leads to overall cost savings in health care. This recognition not only emphasizes the importance of CHCs providing care within their communities, but also highlights the unique expertise that CHCs can bring to medical and health research that can further enhance the quality of patient care. So the inclusion of the FQHCs as a partner was kind of obvious. The unique characteristics across health centers' missions, their clinical operations, and their community knowledge place them at the intersection where research actually translates into practice. So our project, the Practice Enhancement Opportunity Assessment, the idea came out of a mutual interest of exploring the opportunity for future research collaborations, capitalizing on both the expertise of the community health centers as well as the university. And the first step in this was to actually assess the capacity for conducting research at the community health centers in South Carolina, and we used a web-based survey. It was a self-assessment which included readiness to and capacity for conducting research at the CHCs, which included factors related to the opportunity for research, skills, the skill levels, and the facilitation of that research. In March and April of 2011, we actually piloted the assessment with three of our potential participants from CHCs, and based on those results, we revised the assessments, revised the assessment, and then administered the full assessment to 14 community health centers in South Carolina in the fall. Our goal was actually to inform future research collaborations between the PHCA, the CHCs, and the CPCR and investigators. In the midst of our development phase, we learned that the National Association of Community Health Centers, or NAC, was also conducting an assessment of research capacity and interest across the country, which presented an opportunity for us to collaborate with them. And so we did, and it was a collaboration between the CPCRN, the South Carolina CPCRN, the primary healthcare association in South Carolina, as well as the Clinical and Translational Science Institute at Children's National, which is a joint effort between Children's National Medical Center and the George Washington University. With this collaboration, we merged the two assessments, and then reviewed for sort of duplication of ideas and removed all of those. And then the survey was actually administered across the country, but we took the lead on administering it in South Carolina and included some other constructs that we were interested in. If you are interested in the results for the national survey, they are written up in Clinical and Translational Science, which was earlier this year, April 2014. And then also, if you go to the NAC website, which is nachc.org, I believe, they have a toolkit which also has some of the findings. So the South Carolina PEOA was conducted in two phases, which, like I mentioned, concluded items from the collaborative effort. We contacted all the 20 federally qualified health centers in South Carolina to participate in the web-based 39-item survey. And when I say we, I mean the South Carolina Primary Healthcare Association. We actually figured that if the invitation came from the Primary Healthcare Association, we'd get more participation, and then people would feel like it was a little less biased and they'd be a little bit more truthful. Not sure if that happened, but we ended up getting a response of 14 FQHCs that actually participated. In addition to the readiness, we also were interested in their perceptions and experiences with partnerships, particularly those with academic institutions. And so we included items that asked about their successes and challenges with academic partnerships. As mentioned on the previous slide, we collaborated with NAC and CTSI on the national survey, and those items were included. And one of the other things that we did was pull out all of our qualitative or open-ended items that we used later on in an interview, and which we felt like gave us an opportunity to look at the quantitative data to form interview questions to provide context for the quantitative data. So 14 FQHCs participated, which was a 70% response rate. 71 had previously conducted and or participated in research, and 90% of those were interested in future research activities. And I just wanted to give you a little bit. Our working definition of research for this project was a systematic investigation designed with the intentions of, one, advancing knowledge, and two, publishing or otherwise publicly disseminating the results to advance out to audiences, outside the local community served. If you know anything about FQHCs, they do QI, and so many of them, interpreted that as research as well. So we wanted to give them a concrete definition. for this, well, first, 100% of the respondents indicated that they had successful or somewhat successful experiences with research. For this presentation, though, I'm only going to focus on their answers as it related to partnerships. The other constructs are reported elsewhere. You see here that their top five factors for successful partnerships with external researchers included that the health center's leadership was actively engaged, the benefits to the organization were clear and compelling, the frontline staff were actively engaged, each partner had clear roles and responsibilities, and the partnership was characterized by trust and/or transparency. What is striking but not surprising is the greatest challenge with partnerships, which was the inequity of the budget and resources. And I'll elaborate on this later, but many of the community health centers indicated that they did not have staffing resources available to fully participate in research activities. We asked a couple of questions about training, and I included this, and you'll see why a little bit later, but I did include this. We asked what their training needs were, and most of them were interested in learning about finding funds for research activities and also using research to inform programs and services. And they also indicated that they'd prefer webinars and online learning mechanisms for these trainings. After the initial survey phase was completed and we had preliminary results, we started the second phase of the project, which consisted of personal interviews. The 14 FQHCs that completed the initial assessment were contacted via email to participate in a one-hour interview concerning their responses on the survey. Four interviews with five participants were eventually scheduled and conducted in December of 2012 and early January 2013. In some cases, the interviewees were not the person who actually completed the original survey, so the interviews lasted a little longer than an hour, as we had to remind people what they either responded on the survey or what the other person responded on the survey. Once the interviews were completed, they were transcribed and analyzed through two independent raters, identifying themes, and a three-person team that discussed each potential theme and provided consensus. The three major themes that emerged from the interviews and through the consensus process were the first speaks to what is meant by the word partnership and whether these collaborations were true partnerships. And I'll provide some specifics on that in a little bit later. And then the second is about research training, which is why I included that information. They mentioned research training, but they did talk about competing demands. And then lastly, that the research and really the goal of the partnership should come from the interests of the FQHCs and not the academic institutions. So, excuse me, most of what came out of the interviews to me and to us was pretty intuitive, but it still, I think, needs to be reiterated, particularly when we talk about community-based research. The first is people had mixed feelings about partnerships. The ones that were driven by FQHCs had better relationships than the larger projects in which they only participated. This makes sense as the FQHC-driven research is based on what they need and want and not on what the other organization needs. And then relationships should be based on mutual interest, trust, equal voice in decision-making, and equity in financial relationships, which we know does not always happen, particularly with academic institutions who have obligations to funders, and they're not always able to be equitable in the funding distribution or decision-making. One of the respondents indicated that they were reticent about relationships with academic institutions because of competing and opposing goals. The FQHCs may be more interested in how research translates to practice, while the researcher is more interested in testing approaches for supporting theory. And that, of course, we know is changing. And then lastly, the involved parties should realize that the relationship with the principal investigators, in this case, the academic and the community PIs, should be considered mutual learning experiences. We thought this was particularly interesting. Many times when academicians are engaged in CBPR, they're the most knowledgeable on a given topic. And in this case, the CHCs are, or medical providers, for example, might be more knowledgeable on a particular health concern or an approach. And this is not always incorporated into the thought process of how the research will proceed. As it relates to training, the second theme, we found mixed feelings based on the need, available times, and best delivery method for training. But what did seem to be one major issue was this idea of competing demands. Many of the staff members at the community health centers wear many hats and have other obligations and are not able to fully participate in training, or the community health center does not have the resources to allow somebody to go to a training for a full day, and so that was an issue. Our initial thought, though, was to schedule a training series, which we did in the fall and earlier this year, and connect it with other staff meetings and trainings. And we had moderate success. I mean, we had people come. We did not have the same people come throughout the series, and that became kind of difficult. But now we're kind of focusing on thinking about individualized technical support efforts that are initiated by the community health center. Some of them had interest in small projects that they wanted to get training to be able to accomplish, and so I think we're moving towards that way. And we know this is going to be demanding on the academic side, but it might prove to be more rewarding and actually more successful than our initial attempts. And then lastly is the interest of the FQH SEAM, which was apparent. What was apparent was that the respondents felt that the research projects and partnerships were mainly one-sided. They were often only concerned with the interests of the partnering institution and not necessarily that of the local community health center. And that FQHCs are more interested, as I mentioned before, in translational projects that directly help their patients. So I want to point out a couple of things in terms of our results at the state level. They were very consistent with the national data, so if you go and check out the national data, you'll see that they're consistent. In fact, both studies were done simultaneously, so that became really interesting, and we felt like the state-level information was supportive of the, you know, national findings. But one of the things that we also thought was important was that if you are going to work with local community health centers or federally qualified health centers, that it's important to understand their climate and culture in terms of relationship building and successful research partnerships. The University of South Carolina received renewal on their CPCRN for the next cycle, and this has given us an opportunity to develop a specific framework for working with the FQHC partners in South Carolina. And our new directions, I think, are going to focus, as I mentioned before, on technical support at the individual level for individual community health centers that are interested in conducting research at their sites, and then helping them to disseminate those findings that support evidence-based approaches in cancer prevention. And that is it. Thank you.